the word got out in the neighborhood that Aunt Mary was sick. She'd stayed up all night, and her blood pressure went up, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, the neighbors went in, you know, to find out what had happened. And she knew that somebody was trying to get in that house. That's the reason, you know, it scared her, because she'd hear them, and every time she'd look, she'd fight them away. Now, this was her story. But she knew that they was waiting to get in that house, see? And poor old soul, like I said, was in a desperate condition, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
And of course, the men folks, including my daddy, a bunch of them, they said, well, we'll watch, we'll keep an eye, you know. Now, there's some prowl around here. We didn't dare tell them that it was us. That was a secret that was well kept, you know.
Yeah.
But they actually patrolled, they set out that night, you know. Of course, we didn't dare make a move, you know. But that fool's old, I've worried about that a many a day since then, with a guilty conscience, you know. But at the time we done it, you know, we didn't think anything about it, see.
Mm-hmm.
We just, what we call being a boy, you know, having fun, see. And we done several things like that. I mean, another time we caught an old man. It was a, we called him a hermit. Actually, he was just an old man. Bachelor, you know, and he lived in this little old cabin. He had a smoke, his stovepipe run out from his heater, and he would sleep in the nude, and we could look through the cracks and see him. So we got some gunny sacks, and we decided that we'd smoke him out. So we stopped up his stovepipe with that sack. And the first thing you know, that heater backed up, you know, all that smoke. And that pole man come out coughing, buck naked, you know, and threatening to kill anybody with that walking stick that showed the face, you know. And we took off. And of course, some of the neighbors, I think, saw him. And heard him hollering, coughing, told the men folks, and they went over there to take care of him, you know.
Yeah.
And they found out what had happened, but they never did find out who did it. And just things like that, just getting into development.
Yeah. Now, something you'd bake in a deep dish, and it had maybe a crust on top, it was made out of, say, apples or some other fruit. Didn't have a crust in the bottom. What would you call that?
A cobbler.
Cobbler? Okay. Now, if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Grub.
Grub?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard victuals used?
Victuals, yeah. Okay. Commodities.
Commodities.
Yeah. Say, take it easy on them commodities, you know. And that saying was about the time when they started it was right after the Depression in the 30s there, they started the National NRA, National Recovery Act, and the PWA, which was the Project Works Administration. That was two programs that Roosevelt inaugurated, you know, to put money back into the economy. Also started CCC camp, that's Civilian Conservation Corps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was creating jobs more or less in forestry preservation, you know, for young boys and all. Instead, they didn't call it the Army, but you